Well, good morning, children. You happy to be here this morning? This past week, the weather turned warm and the sun came out, and just made me look forward to when you can go outside and lay in the green grass and think. And I bet you guys are looking forward to going out and play in the grass too. Barefoot, that's always a lot of fun when spring comes. Well, this morning, our lesson is going to be on mustard seeds of faith. So I want to share with you children this morning the importance of putting our faith and trust in the Lord. And we can do this even as children at a very young age. And it's important actually that we cultivate this practice by when we are young so that it's part of our lives when we're older. I want to show you a little bit of how big God is. And through some stories that I want to tell you. And so I'd like for you to listen really closely. Pay good attention, all right? So I'll start with a couple verses. And the first verse is in Matthew chapter 17. In verse 20. And it says, this a little bit about this is the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Why can't we cast this demon out?" And those are the verses right before this verse. And Jesus rebuked them, or he rebuked the devil and departed out of him. It was out of that child. And then Jesus told his disciples said, "Why couldn't we do that?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." And one more verse in Luke 17, verse 6, it says, "And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." So now we can see from those two verses that that if we have faith in the Lord, then the impossible things can happen because we serve a great big God. And so hopefully today I can plant little mustard seeds of faith in your heart that will grow and help you when you're older to just put your faith and trust in the Lord. This is something that we have to do always. Every day of our lives, we have to choose to whether we're going to trust the Lord. So, as I was thinking about this lesson, I was thinking about some stories that I could share with y'all. And it was kind of difficult for me to decide which stories to share because there's so many good stories. Not only in the Bible, but also it's just stories of that are not in the Bible of men who chose to trust in the Lord. And so I thought of three different stories. Of men that believed, they put their faith in the Lord and chose to believe His words, and God answered their prayers. And he performed miracles for them, and he met all their needs. He took care of these people, and he worked miracles for them and provided for all their needs, as I said. So the first story that I want to tell you about is from a man that is not in the Bible. How many of you children have heard of the story? Have heard of George Mueller? Have any of you ever heard of that man? Have you? So yeah, I thought that was a man that he's remembered today because of his great faith in the Lord. And so I'll just briefly tell you that story, part of that story, without going into all the details. But so a long time ago in England, there was a man that he lived a normal life in his young years. Before he was converted, before he gave his heart to the Lord, he was a wicked person, just like we all are. And but then the Lord met him, and he became a Christian one day. and he gave his life to the Lord, and he decided that he was going to start. He had a big burden for children like you all this morning. You see, in England at this time in the 1830s, children your age, like 4 and 5 years old, even as young as 4 and 5, they were working in factories. These were orphan children. They didn't have parents. And this was during the Industrial Revolution in England, when there was lots and lots of factories being built and people were producing a lot of things in these factories. And to run these factories, the orphanages, or the little poorhouses, what they called them, would kind of sell children to these factory owners, basically. The factory owners would give them food and clothing in exchange for their work. And they would work in these factories for no money at all until they were about 21 years old. And so these were just terrible conditions. They would work up to 16 hours a day, these children, as young as 5 years old. And in exchange for their work, they would get food every day and the clothes they needed, but that's pretty much it. They didn't get taught in school. They just had to work. And so this man, George, he had a real burden for these poor children who lost their parents, and he wanted to do something about it. So he decided that he was going to start an orphanage. And he decided that he was not going to ask anyone for donations. He was not going to ask anyone for food or clothes or money to feed these children. He was just going to trust in the Lord. So he bought his first building, I think. It was just a smaller one. And he, as people heard about what he was going to do, they started giving some like furniture and some clothes, some things that he might need for these children. And when he was ready, he prayed for orphans. He prayed that the Lord would send him some orphans. And he wanted to only take children in that were orphans, like complete orphans, like they didn't have a dad or a mom. Both of their parents had died. And so soon he had 36 little girls that he was taking care of. And he it didn't stay at that size very long. His orphanage kept expanding, and he started taking more and more children in. And in the throughout his life, he cared for 10,000 children, over 10,000 children. He provided them with a safe place so that they wouldn't have to get sold to factories, and he provided them with a home, basically. And he provided, through his orphanage, these children could get food and clothes and an education. They could go to school. And there was one story in particular about him, and then I'll move on. But one morning, he was in his orphanage, and the children were getting ready for school, and there was nothing in the kitchen or pantry to feed these children. The pantry was empty, and there was no food in the kitchen. So he said, "What do you think he did? Like, he didn't have any money, so he couldn't go buy food. So they prayed. He gathered the children together, and he said, Father, he said, we thank you for what you're going to do for us. And what do you think happened? Do you remember? But soon someone knocked on the door. And it was a baker, a man that owned a bakery. And he said, last night, he said, I couldn't sleep. He said, the Lord put in my heart, he said, he reminded me of all the children down here and all you guys in this orphanage. And he said, I just don't know if you have enough food. And the Lord just laid on his heart that he should make food, some bread for these children. So he got up at 2 o'clock that morning and he baked a bunch of bread. And right when they needed it, he brought bread for these children. And as soon as he had left, there someone else knocked on the door, and it was the milkman. He said, my cart broke down just outside of your just outside on the street here, outside of their door. And he said, I have a bunch of milk and I need to get rid of this, because if they don't, it's going to spoil, you know. And so he said, I want to give this milk that I have to the children here so that they can have food for breakfast. And so these children had their breakfast. And there was lots of stories like this in his life of things, of examples like this where he prayed. He trusted the Lord, and he and the Lord always provided for him. There was always enough food for these children. And like I said, there was over 10,000 children that he provided a home in for in his orphanages. So as I was just thinking about this, I'll maybe go on, and then we'll come back to this story a little bit later. The next story that I was thinking of was in Matthew 8, verses 5 through 13. It's about the centurion, and my time is going off, so I'm going to hurry a little bit. But there was a soldier in Israel. He was a soldier. He was a captain of an army, of the Roman army. And one day he had a child that was sick, and he believed he wasn't an Israelite. He didn't really have the teaching that the Jews had, but he still believed in God. And he thought in his mind, he's like, I'll bet the Lord could heal my child. And he told the Jews, he asked the Jews if they would, you know, tell Jesus, maybe ask him to come heal my child. The Jews told Jesus about this man. They said, he's a good man. He's done a lot of good things for us. He has a sick child. Let me go to this account quick. And Jesus told the Jews, he said, I will come and heal him. Well, the centurion heard this, and he said, well, no, don't come to my house. He said, I'm not worthy that you come to my house. He said, just say the word. Just say the word. And that'll be good enough. And I know that you can heal him just by speaking without seeing him. And Jesus turned to the people and he said, I have not seen so great a faith in all Israel. Like, the Jews didn't show this kind of faith. They didn't believe in Christ. But this man, he put his faith and trust in the Lord. And as a result of that, his servant was healed. The very same moment that Jesus spoke those words. And the last story is in 1 Samuel 17. I'll try to share it briefly, but you all know the story of David and Goliath. It was the Philistine army had came down against the Israelites, and they were going to destroy them. And there was a man in this army. He was a giant. He was much, much taller than most people are, and he was a very, very scary person. And every day he would stand in front of the children of Israel on a high mountain, and he would mock them. He would laugh at them, and he would curse God. And one day when David came down to bring some food to his brothers, he heard this, and he said, "This is not right. This man should not be allowed to do this. He's cursing God. He's blaspheming the name of the Lord." And he's like, this is not right. Somebody has to do something about this. But everyone was scared. None of the other people had enough faith to believe in God that the Lord would help them fight against this man and kill him. But David, there was no doubt in David's mind that after he heard this for a number of days, he told Saul, he said, "I'll go fight him. If no one else is going to go," he said, "I'll go." And there's a couple verses that I want to read in this chapter. In 34, "And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." So David told him, he said, "I killed a lion and a bear, no problem." He said, "The Lord will do the exact same thing in this example, he said, the Lord would deliver this giant into my hands, and he said, it's going to be just the exact same as if I were killing a lion and a bear. And there was absolutely no doubt in his heart that God could give this giant into his hand. And he trusted the Lord just 100%. There was no doubt in his mind. David said, moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And so, and as the story goes on, he wanted to give David some real armor. David just had on some regular clothes, and he had no protection. But after he put them on, he said, "There's no way I can go like this. I can't work with these." So he put them off, and he took his slingshot and five smooth stones that he had gathered. And he went he ran up against this giant Goliath with his slingshot, and he killed him. And those are a couple of stories that were just very inspiring to me as I was thinking about them, how these men, they chose to put their faith in the Lord, and they did it perfectly. They trusted God. There was no doubt in their minds that God would provide for all their needs. And that always happened. The Lord always provided for their needs, and he took care of them. So there's a couple of things that I want you to remember from today's lesson. Without faith, it's not possible to please God. So I'm kind of running out of time, but there's a verse in Hebrews that says, it says, for without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God is most pleased when we were the least, when we choose to trust him. The second thing that I want you to remember is that even with faith as small as a mustard seed, if we believe and put our trust and faith in the Lord, God will reward our faith, our small faith, and he will help us through our lives so that our faith in him can get stronger and grow larger. So even faith like a mustard seed is that pleases the Lord when we have a small faith and we choose to put that in him and trust him. The third thing that I want you to remember is that our God, the God that we serve, can do anything, even that which is impossible to man. He can do. There's nothing that he can't do. And I was gonna sing that song with you. Do y'all know that song? Our God is so big. Do y'all know that song? My God is so big. Will you help me if I sing it? Okay, let's sing it. I don't know if I know it all. I think we'll just do the first verse if there's more. But all right, my God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. Thank you. So yeah, that's one thing that I want you to remember as you grow older. There's nothing that God cannot do. We serve an almighty God. And so that is why we can put our faith in him, because he can do anything for us. There was a couple other verses. And that's what, like a lot of times we try on our own strength, but God wants us to bring our cares to him and trust in him. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So God wants us to always bring our needs and petitions to him, because he wants to help us. And the last thing that I want you to remember from this lesson is to remember, all right? When you pray and the Lord answers your prayers, it's important that we remember those times. We remember that the Lord answered our prayers back then, and he will answer our prayers today. And that's something that's very important that we do, and that helps to build our faith, is when we remember the miracles that the Lord did for us yesterday and last week and last year. A couple of verses in Psalm 77, verse 11, David said, "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old." And also Psalms 105, verse 5, it says, "Remember his marvelous works, for he hath done, that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth." So David's just saying that it's important to remember all the good things that God has done and all the ways that he's provided for us in the past, so that when we have needs tomorrow, we can remember these things and we can... we can know that the Lord will take care of us today for the problems that we face. I was just thinking about George Mueller, the story that I told you. He probably didn't have faith much larger than a mustard seed, but the difference for him was that he didn't have any doubt in his heart. He knew that God would provide for all of his needs. And the Bible says that if we seek the kingdom of God first in his righteousness, it says all these things will be added unto you. All our needs will be provided for and we will be taken care of. The Lord will always meet our needs if we serve him and if we seek him with our whole hearts each day. So, I was just thinking, do you think George Mueller worried? Do you think he with all his children that he had to take care of, do you think he worried? That's what we would think. He had a lot of responsibilities, but I don't think he worried much because he lived until he was 92 years old. And that was very amazing to me. He had just thinking of how he trusted the Lord fully. So I think that's all that I have. And I will have a prayer, and then you'll be dismissed. Before you go back to your seat, I have for each one of you, I have a little bag of mustard seeds with a verse on it that says... it says in Mark 11, it says, "Have faith in God." Now you can, this is just for a reminder to help you remember the children's lesson today. You can put it on your nightstand or your desk and it'll help you remember to put your faith and trust in the Lord. So before you go back to your seats, make sure you get one of these. So we'll pray and then you can be dismissed. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you bless us with today again. Lord, thank you for this, just the beautiful sunshine and the beautiful weather, Lord. Thank you for this time that we could spend together here today as brothers and sisters and also with the children here, Lord. I just pray that you would continue to guide and lead them, Lord, through their life and help them to put their faith in you, Lord. And as they grow older, that they would give their hearts and lives to you, Lord, someday. And we just pray that you would be with us the remainder of this day and bless Jerry as he shares the message, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, you can come get one of these little bags of seeds. Now, you could probably eat these, but I don't know if it'll be quite as good as candy, so...